You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well, and welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Remember when that used to be so hard for me to say all that with one breath? Like, honestly, I remember I used to get so out of breath saying that all in one breath. I think I've got it down now. But anyway, I am so grateful that you're here, and today we're going to get into this topic because this is huge. We're talking about your time is your life. That's right, your time is your life. Now think about that, like really. I mean, right now at the time I'm recording this, you know, we're getting into November and we're entering into the holiday season. Can you believe it? Another year has gone by. We're getting ready to gear up for the end of the year, the start of the new year. And wow, and for all of our listeners, you know, around the globe, I'm thinking right now, Australia, you're going into your summertime. And you know how quickly summer flies by. I mean, it's just time flies, right? We all know this. I look at my 23-year-old baby, my sweet little baby daughter, who's now 23. I cannot believe she's 23. And I remember the day she was born like it was yesterday. For all you mothers and fathers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Like, and everyone will tell you the day you have that baby, like, hey, you know what? The days go by slowly, but the years go by quickly. It's like you got to savor every moment. And I remember everyone told me that, and it almost started to bug me. I'm like, okay, all right already, I got it. But even though I thought I had it, I didn't have it. Because I look back and I'm like, wow, where have the last 23 years gone? And it's gone by so quickly. So you know, time is moving. And if you are not moving right along with it, my dear, you're going to get left behind. And then one day you'll wake up and you'll go, oh my goodness, where has all the time gone? Where's it gone? And you look back over your life. My desire for you, for all of us, is that when we look back over our lives, we are like pleased with what we see. And the biggest thing that is going to help make a difference is realizing that your time is your life. And you'll hear me say this all the time. Your time is not your money. Yes, people say that, and I get it. Time is money. But you know what? More importantly than your time being your money, because you can get money back. You cannot get time back, my dear. It's not possible. So what are you doing with the time that you have moving forward? Everyone's trying to get time back. Let's get time forward. Let's move with it as time moves forward. So today I'm going to give you 3 time-saving tips. And you know what that means? It means my 3 life-saving tips. Because if time is life and you're saving time, you're saving your life. And if you're saving it and investing it wisely, let me tell you, it's going to make such a huge difference in your experience of loving your life and your life's work well. One way to do it, let's face it, it's sipping. Sipping on life very strategically, very presently, consciously, and intentionally. So 3 ways to sip on your life. Number 1, spend your time doing and being what you love. Man, that's huge, my dear. Seriously, spend your time doing and being what you love. When you do, it will maximize your time. Seriously, why? Because love is a great multiplier and the greatest creator. Seriously, love is a great multiplier and the greatest creator. What are you doing with your time? Are you loving what you're doing? And are you being what you love? Are you doing what you love? Are you being what you love? Are you being the truest, fullest expression of you? What's in your heart and soul? Because if you are not, you are wasting your time. Are you going to be one of those people that looks back at your life and says, wow, I've wasted it? I am asking you to really engage now, right here in the now, with identifying how you would love to spend your time and how you're being while you're spending that time, how you're being while you're investing your time called your life. and begin to do that, be that starting today, my dear. Love your life. Spend your time doing and being what you love. Number two, stay in the center. Stay in the center of your time. Stay in the center of your life, connected with your source. And what I mean by that is this. When I pray and when I meditate, honestly, like, have you ever done that where you're done meditating and it seems like you've been doing it for like an hour and it's been 5 minutes? And I'm always fascinated by that. And I'm always fascinated by the time that when I spend in prayer, I will come out of that prayer time and I'll be like, wow, so much happened in that 5, 10, 15 minute time period. And I'm thinking, wow, that is the key to really slowing time down. Do we really slow it down? No, but our experience of time is slowed down. How are you experiencing your time, which is how are you experiencing your life? Are you staying in the center of it, connected with your source? Now, think about this. If you've ever been on a merry-go-round, I used to play in this neighborhood park right near my grandpa and grandma's home when they lived in the city. I say city, it was a small town, but when they lived in the city versus living in the country, which is, you know, not living in a town. But I used to go there all the time. I mean, spent so much time at my grandparents growing up, and I used to go to this neighborhood park, and they had a merry-go-round, and my sister and I used to play on this thing, and we loved it. Have you ever noticed if you're on a merry-go-round, especially as a kid, you never really get dizzy, right? But kind of. But as an adult, like if I were to get on a merry-go-round right now, I'd probably be throwing up within a couple minutes. Like it's just, I can't take that same spinning like I did when I was a kid. But I remember that I used to get dizzy if I was out on the perimeter of the merry-go-round versus when I stood in the middle. When you stand in the middle, it's like you're not even really spinning, right? When you stand in the center of that force, it's like you're not even spinning. So if you feel like you are absolutely spinning out of control and time seems like it's absolutely way beyond you and it's flying and you're just holding on trying to catch up and you're getting almost dizzy and overwhelmed from that, take a step back into the middle of the merry-go-round, right in the center, in the source, and a lot of that overwhelm will go away. Am I making sense right now? You know, they also at that same park, they had this thing called, this sounds so terrible, it was called a puculator. That's what we called it. Now, I don't know if technically it was called that. I really thought that, like, that's what you called it. Like, the merry-go-round was that, and the puculator was over here. And it was like a smaller version of a merry-go-round, but we stood up, and it went extremely fast. So even though we were closer to the center, we were spinning at such a speed, everybody would fly off that thing, and even kids would end up throwing up from it. Let me tell you, it's time to slow down your experience of time by getting into the center of it. Trust me, it will make the hugest difference on how you invest and spend your lifetime. Number three, snooze it. Think about this, snooze it. Now, for those of you that hit a snooze bar in the morning, I have to tell you, it is a habit that I have tried to break my whole life. I swear it's in my DNA. There was a while when I really felt like I had it mastered, when I would pop right up as soon as that alarm went off and I put my feet on the floor and I'd get after it. But for the most part, if I use an alarm clock, I'll hit the snooze bar. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. You hit the snooze bar and like in 6 minutes, I think, it goes off again. Well, I want you to think about this. Have you ever done that? And then like 6 minutes later, you wake up and it seems like it's been 30, 40 minutes, an hour, and it's only been 6 minutes. It's because you said to yourself, I'm going to take the next 6 minutes and do this. I'm going to take the next 6 minutes and do this, whatever this is. In that case, it's sleeping. But in that 6 minutes, man, I can have a huge full-blown dream. I can do a lot of stuff in that 6 minutes. But what does that really mean to like awake time? It's no different than time blocking, okay? So one of the things you can do to save time, save your life, is actually not set an alarm and then hit the snooze bar, okay? I get that. But I want you to think about time blocking, because really when you snooze it and you set aside 6 minutes to do something that you've determined, a lot can happen in that 6 minute time period. So I want you to think about this. If you want to maximize your minute, be aware of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and for how long you're going to schedule for yourself to do it. I know, time blocking has been one of the hugest strategies that I've used for maximizing my time. I can tell you, if I had a full day to get something done, I won't get as much done as if I say, I've got an hour to do this for this activity, I've got 30 minutes to do this for this activity. I can get so much more accomplished in less time by time blocking. I call it snooze it, but really, you snooze, you lose. Don't snooze, get up, get after it, and be aware of how you're spending your time, what you're doing, why you're doing it, and for how long you're going to do it. Man, I hope this helps you today. So hope this helps you today. This has helped me tremendously, and I know that time is such a valuable commodity. It's the only, really, the most valuable thing we have, because it's the only thing that we cannot get back. Once life goes through that hourglass, that sand goes through, we're not getting it back, my dear. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And your Sacred Soul stuff for today is this. Sit down and write where you feel you are wasting your time. You're aware of it. You know, this is an area where I tend to waste my time. I'm giving it away. I'm wasting it. I'm not being a good steward with my time. Whatever that is for you, circle it and make a commitment today that you're going to stop wasting your time. Because when you stop wasting your time, you stop wasting your life. You're much too valuable to waste, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.